Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a joy it is to have the Word of the living God before us, knowing that God wants to speak to us through His Word, and that He will do so as we study His Word together. I think of Jesus saying when He said, where two or three of you are gathered in My name, there am I in your midst. And so we can know with assurance that God is with us today as we study His Word. And that's why we always go to Him in prayer as we begin our study. We want Him to be with us and to teach us. So pray with me today, if you will. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks and praise again today for Your Word. We know that it's You that gave us life and breath, and You sustain our lives, and so we're just excited about that. You're just the greatest win we could ever have in our lives, Lord, and we're grateful to be here today and to know that Your presence is with us and that You will guide us into all truth by Your Holy Spirit, even as You promised, that You'll empower us to live according to that truth, even as You promised, and so it's just a joy to be here with You. We ask You to bless our time together, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Who is it? It's taken from the book of John, chapter 13, and verse 35. The apostle John wrote how Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spoke. And in chapter 13, verse 25 of his book, John shared how he asked Jesus, Who is it? Where we read, He then lying on Jesus' breast said unto him, Lord, who is it? The verse reads, He then, lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him. John began with the words, He then, which means he, John the Apostle, therefore, wherefore, accordingly, and consequently, lying on Jesus' breast, or falling upon as to embrace the chest of the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, said unto him, which means uttered, declared, proclaimed, and asked Jesus, the following question. John shared how he fell upon Jesus' chest and began to ask him the following question. The verse continues, Lord, who is it? John added the word Lord, which means one to whom a person or thing belongs, about which he has power of deciding. Master, and the title given to God, the Messiah. Who is it? Or which disciple is the one who will betray you? John shared how he asked Jesus which disciple would deliver him over to the authorities to judge, condemn, and crucify him. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how John complied with Simon Peter's request to ask Jesus who the disciple was who would betray him. John was in very close proximity to Jesus, and as he lay upon Jesus' chest and asked him, Though the disciples were unaware of who would deliver Jesus over to the authorities, Jesus was not. John came to the earth, or Jesus came to the earth, to die upon the cross for the sins of mankind. And when they yield their lives to Him as their personal Savior and Lord, they have aligned with God's purpose to save mankind from their sins. Let all who read and hear these words submit to Jesus. Next time, John shares how Jesus answers, He it is to whom I shall give a sop. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.